I'm Brenda Fisher, talent and literary manager.
And I'm Jacqueline Reynolds, chief digital talent officer at RSA Entertainment.
Our podcast, Badass Babes of Entertainment, will discuss the entertainment industry and the challenges facing today's actors, influencers, brands, and content creators.
What is the mood of the industry? Are people on edge? Do you feel people are like, have they softened a bit? We all know and have worked with people who are cranky in general. So I'm wondering if this COVID thing has somehow melted the hearts of people, or do you feel like the industry is a little bit more on edge? Like, what are your thoughts?
I think everybody is on edge to a certain degree. I think there's a feeling of some days you wake up and you're like, okay, this is great. I'm going to go and do this today. And, you know, there's other days that you're like, oh, great. It's another day in COVID land. You know, I think everybody's different and how they're coping with things. But overall, I think we're all a little exhausted from it.
Right.
And I know when we speak to some of the COVID officers, I'm not sure exactly what they're calling them, but we'll find out.
COVID patrol.
The COVID patrol. I think they can probably give us a lot more insight into how people are coping. And if you have to get a COVID test, you know, 3 times a week on set, and that's your new normal, you have to stay away from people. I saw pictures from a set yesterday, and everybody's in like these little zip-up tent pods. And that's while they're on set sitting to keep people away from each other. And so it's just really interesting to see some of the things that we can see so far without actually being on set. I'm interested in hearing what other things people are drastically different that people have to deal with. And yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting.
Well, totally. And right now I'm executive producing a comedy, a workplace comedy. And one of the things we're grappling with is how far do we take this COVID thing? Because at some point we will be on set. Do we bring the COVID element into the workplace? Or knowing the life cycle of these shows and when it will actually be distributed, will it still be relevant in 8 to 12 months' time when it actually does make the light of day? It's very concerning, right?
It is.
Like, how far from a creative standpoint, a development standpoint, do we take it? And by the way, if we build COVID into it now, by the time it does see the light of day, people are going to be sick and tired of COVID. Like, is that content that people really want to see? So it's even from a creative standpoint, and how you built it into storytelling, I think is really critical. And you have to make these tough decisions.
Definitely. And I do agree with you. I don't think people really want to see more about COVID. And I find myself come across something that's COVID oriented. I don't want to watch it. I'm like, oh,
right. You
know, this is what we're living right now. And it's not pleasant. And, you know, and you see movies like Quarantine pop up and you're like, yeah, not watching that. But it's just funny because it's too close to reality. I actually saw a poster that was a Zombieland poster, but it was like a PSA, you know, is your family ready for an emergency? Do you have your emergency plan? And I'm like, I don't know if that's the best way to tell people to get ready for an emergency because we are so close to a zombie apocalypse.
Oh, yeah.
It hits too close to home. I laughed at first and then I'm like, that's really unfortunate.
Yeah. You know, entertainment is supposed to be in part a getaway from reality.
Yes.
At least a little bit of a moment of pleasure and an escape.
Right.
I don't really want to watch anything to have to do with like Zoom calls. I know that there are commercials on the air right now with people on Zoom calls. And I'm like, the last thing I want to see is people having a Zoom call and messing up the Zoom call.
Yes. It's like, we know, we get it. We've all done it.
Yeah.
It's not funny anymore.
And can we just talk about Zoom calls when we're not like ready for it? Okay. I want everybody in this podcast to know that I actually put more makeup on today because I'm going to be on a podcast you can't even see.
Right?
Right? So can you imagine me like on a Zoom call when you're not expecting to have a Zoom call or when you're like feeling your absolute shittiest worst?
Right.
And having to get on that screen and like be chipper and...
Oh, and if you have bad lighting and you're like during the whole call, all you can do is focus on how bad you look I see a lot of women messing with their hair
all the time
throughout the Zoom. They can't stop touching it. And it's like staring in a mirror the whole time. So you have to just like, look away.
Well, and when you're on a Zoom call, you're not looking at anybody else.
No.
You're looking at yourself.
You're looking at yourself. That's why I hate them. I don't want to see myself. It's like, can I just put that little pop-up picture up that you have and you don't have to actually be live.
So, Brenda, let me ask you this, because we know we people in the entertainment business, we exist to push the rules.
Yes.
It's not a bad thing. You know, we are rule breakers. We are mavericks. We are pioneers. And we're storytellers. And we're creatives. Every one of us is a creative in our heart and soul. So do you think we are going to be following, and when I say we, I talk about the bigger, broader we, do you think we are an industry that's capable of following the rules on set to do all the things we need to do to make sure that we don't contribute to the spread of this horrible pandemic?
I think so. I mean, I think everybody wants to stay safe and try their best. We are hearing of productions being halted because somebody on the crew has tested positive. You know, of course, they never tell you exactly who on the crew or if it was an actor or what the situation was. But I mean, it's going to happen. It's like until we know how to get this thing under control, you know, it's kind of you're taking risks every day, you know, stepping out of your house, really, because you don't know if you're going to run into somebody at the grocery store that has it or isn't distancing or someone outside walking past you that's not wearing their mask or...
Or somebody you don't even see that walked past you 5 minutes before and you're going through their cloud.
Right.
Right?
Yep. So you just don't know. And you just can't live your life in fear. And I think that's where a lot of us are right now is we're over this. We're tired of living in fear. Yes, we're going to still wear our masks. Yes, we're going to still follow protocols. But, you know, we're just hoping and praying that this is over. I keep hearing, okay, so now we're planning for like next summer. So a lot of people think this is going to continue on into next year, into 2021, which I agree. I don't think this is going away anytime soon, especially when we're getting spikes in different areas. This isn't a nationwide thing. We're all following different protocols per the state that you're in, and people are still traveling. So one of those things where it's never going to be perfect.
Yeah. And I think both New York and LA, the places where this industry is predominant, I would say that we do have a government that is very cautious about these sort of things. But the other day I was coming into the office, driving down Burbank Boulevard, I saw a production and nobody was wearing masks, not even one. And so, and maybe they were the ones who were shut down, but I just hope that we get our act together, no pun intended.
Right.
And that, you know, we can continue doing these productions, because my fear is that if we are a bunch of mavericks who just want to go out and create and not follow these protocols, and we see a lot of cases, that this industry will get shut down again. And that keeps me up at night, that I really fear is that we go backwards, and that would be the worst thing in the world.
Yes, absolutely. We don't want to get shut down again. Please, no. I don't think that we could handle it. It's bad enough as it is. You know, especially if there isn't going to be any support for unemployment. At some point, you've got to run out of money. So what are these people going to do? So we really do need to keep going so that we keep everybody employed and moving forward. And hopefully the industry will pick back up and jobs will be out there again and people will be back to work. And I'm trying to send positive vibes out into the universe, because I just really, really hope that that happens, because I know there's a lot of people that are struggling, that aren't sure what they're going to do.
I don't know about you, but I miss dressing up. I miss going to industry events.
Yes.
I miss connecting with people. I'm a huge hugger and touchy-feely person.
Yes.
And when I see somebody I know at a party, I want to go up to them and grab them, hug them, and kiss them. And I miss that so much.
I miss movie theaters.
Oh, my God.
My son and I used to call the AMC our church. And now it's painful, you know, not having our movie theater open. And I'm sure it's a lot more painful for them not being open. And I would hate to see movie theaters go away, you know, and us not have a choice to actually get to go to the movie theater, you know, get popcorn and snacks and the whole experience. And I really, really enjoy that. And I think a lot of people do. It's going to be heartbreaking if they don't make it through this.
You know what? It just like occurred to me how seriously we take this industry. And who knows, people from outside the industry, outside of entertainment, may look at us and think, boy, these people are crazy, the church of the movie theater. But it is such a way of life. And I think back to when I was a kid and what motivated me to get into this business, you know, how much performing meant to me. It's not a question of having an audience or having that kind of approval. It's just something that I felt I had to get out from inside. It was just this being blessed with a talent and feeling like I needed to share that and needed to express myself this way. And I'm sure for you, it's the same way, you know, that it's something within you that you just feel like you have to do. And it's so important to be able to share this talent that you guys have with the world.
Well, and we want to be here to support those who have talent and have that drive to want to do something in this industry. And we're so excited when anyone has this success. It's just a huge thing for us. So we're looking forward to everything, hopefully getting back to a better normal.
We're sounding very positive today.
We are.
What the hell is wrong with us?
I don't know.
No, seriously. It's like, you just think of all the crap that's going on. It's so easy to be negative, but I am just in love with the fact that we see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I think, shit, that's a really good way to be, because it sure beats the opposite.
Right? We just keep chasing that light until we get there. That's what we will do, and just try to stay positive and keep moving forward, or keep swimming, as Dory would say.
Do you feel that due to COVID, you'd have to streamline your talent roster, or do you feel you've augmented your talent roster during COVID?
I think because we made some major, some major changes, we added a lot more to our voiceover side of things, hence the ISO booth that we're working from right now to make that available for all of our clients. You know, we definitely have done that more on the literary side, trying to branch out a little bit, you know, changing up our model and doing what we can to keep moving everybody forward, our entire roster, trying to keep everybody busy, trying to keep the auditions going and keep everyone positive, because that's half the battle right there.
Yeah. I was talking to my commercial agent the other day, and he was mentioning to me that casting directors have reached out to fewer agents during this time because they just know they can get the job done. They're not going to take any chances. They've sort of have streamlined their process to just work with fewer and more deeply.
Right.
Do you think that's the case? Have you seen that?
You know, I think so. And I've noticed for us, we've been getting a ton more auditions, and probably because we kept our nose to the grindstone all through COVID, we kept auditions, whatever auditions were available, we kept on it. We didn't stop for one second and made sure people were available and made sure people knew what was required of them. And I think that did make a big difference to have casting feel like you're going to make sure that we make them look good as well. And that's a big thing, because they're just as, you know, nervous about all these changes as we are, and making sure our clients come through for them again and again, that's huge. We're all in this together, and everybody has to do their part to keep this going and to be professional and to put their best foot forward every time.
For sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to think of all the ways that we're going to need to readapt when we go back to normal. Like, one of the things I was thinking about the other day is just having the habit of working throughout COVID, I think, is very important. And having that energy to be able, like, remember we did our shoot the other day?
Yes.
We were on set. So guys, so everybody knows what we're talking about. We are going to be launching something new very, very soon. And I don't want to say what it is, but we had to go, the Badass Babes of Entertainment. There's four of us.
Yes.
Okay. So two of us are talent managers. Another one is voiceover. And I run the influencer marketing division. And so we wanted to get this killer glamour shot of the four of us together. Think of the Vanity Fair Oscar shoot with us. Anyway,
that was fun.
It was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
It was a lot of fun. But boy, was that exhausting. And I really, really understand why headshots are so difficult.
Holy crap. Well, we were there for, 4 or 5 hours? It was a long day with hair and makeup for four people. And then, you know, we had to be perfect because we were all in the shot together. So it wasn't like everybody's face and expression had to be on the same wavelength, right?
Exactly.
And we were on set all day. And look, it's not my first time on set all day. And I left that day and I was dragging. Well, guys, this has been a lot of fun. I think we've explored a number of different things. You know, we are on social media and we encourage you guys to engage back with us and share whatever you think may be some great topics for our podcast. We're going to be touching on a number of different things that to do with this industry, from casting to actors to, you know, momagers to influencers and a whole variety of different things. But if there's something that you want to hear two beautiful babes talking about,
beautiful babes, how'd you like that one?
That's so nice.
Listen, we're behind the scenes, but we're actually going to do a podcast on our YouTube channel at some point very soon. So we're excited. This is our first of many.
Yes. And we definitely want to hear from you, and we want to know what you want us to talk about. Yay.
We're going to be talking about Brenda's dating.
Oh, God, no.
Yes.
Let's talk about my driving, since you guys are making fun of me.
Absolutely. Brenda behind the wheel.
Yes.
So, yes, I totally forgot to mention this. So, not long ago, we were in the car with Brenda, and for any of you who have never experienced that, make sure you wear your knee pads. If you've ever been to Disney, it's like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Absolutely. With commentary.
Oh, with commentary. So we thought, what better to do than to put this on tape for everyone else to absolutely enjoy. So this too will be coming, Brenda behind the wheel. Anyway, stay tuned for more from us. We can't wait to hear it from you. Have a fantastic COVID-free day. Stay 6 feet away.
Keep that mask on.
High five.
High five.
Today's episode was executive produced by me, Brenda Fisher, and Jacqueline Reynolds. Editing by Gina Nuccio and Fitz Harris. Mixing by Fitz Harris. And recording by Herman Villacorta.
Let's not forget a special thank you to our junior producer, Amory Watterson.